For WNPR, I'm Harriet Jones. The Secretary of Health and Human Services says new data showing people dropping out of coverage under the Affordable Care Act is proof government should step back from healthcare. But the head of Connecticut's healthcare exchange begs to differ. HHS Secretary Tom Price made a point this week to call attention to a federal survey which tracks what's called effectuated enrollment. It showed almost 2 million people across the country chose an Obamacare plan during open enrollment, but then just a few months later failed to pay their first premium, meaning in effect they dropped out. In a press release, the secretary claimed this validates the current rethink of federal policy on healthcare. He said, quote, "Many individuals and families across the country are tired of having their healthcare options dictated to them by Washington, particularly when those limited options are unaffordable."
If government is not helping everyone in the country with health care, who should be then?
That's Jim Wadley, the CEO of Access Health Connecticut, the state's own Obamacare exchange. He says this phenomenon of dropout has happened every year in Connecticut. Generally, around 15% of those who sign up in the end don't activate their plan.
Interestingly enough, right now, that number has been a little bit less. We've only seen about a 10% drop at this point in the year.
Access Health Connecticut always attempts to survey every customer who leaves, and Wadley says they consistently hear a variety of reasons.
We find residents are moving out. We find residents get a job that has employer-sponsored health care. We find that residents may move into Medicaid.
But he concedes on one point, Price may be right. Dollars and cents count. In fact, in a recent survey of 1,000 customers who left Access Health Connecticut, 44% said they found the plan they'd signed up for unaffordable. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.